This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Eau Claire saw a visit from a group of Republicans for Harris on Friday. The visit included former Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh, former Georgia Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan, a former Trump Homeland Security official Kevin Carroll, and a former advisor to Vice President Mike Pence, Olivia Troy, as well as a local Republican voter. The group spoke about what they call the Whisper Caucus of conservatives who plan to vote for Vice President Harris but don't share that plan with others, and praised her character and economic policies. Chippewa Valley residents are being asked to participate in a grief support survey funded by nonprofit endowments from HSHS. The Eau Claire Community Foundation has received nearly $5 million from the organization, which will be used to create an annual grant program. Before creating the program, however, officials are using some of the funding to conduct the comprehensive survey and determine the needs of the community. The Grief Services Research Project survey can be found online and will be available for about another week. One person was killed in a two-vehicle crash in Eau Claire County on Friday afternoon. According to the Eau Claire County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred on County Road D in the town of Otter Creek at around 4 p.m. on Friday afternoon. Their initial investigation found that one of the vehicles had crossed over the center line and hit another vehicle head-on. One of the drivers, 18-year-old Ryan Jolson of Osseo, was taken to the hospital following the crash but died due to his injuries. The other suffered minor injuries and was treated at the scene. The Eau Claire Police Department has determined that an officer involved in a shooting incident on May 24th acted appropriately and complied with department policy. The incident involved a domestic disturbance on 2nd Street, during which the suspect pointed a revolver at the officer before trying to retreat into the home. Believing that the victim was in significant danger, the officer shot at 53-year-old Thomas Burback and grazed his back. Burback was taken into custody and entered a not guilty plea to 4 charges against him in September. Wisconsin officials say nearly 55,000 pounds of unused or expired medications were collected around the state for Drug Takeback Weekend. The event took place over the last weekend of October, giving residents a chance to get rid of their unused or unwanted medications to reduce the risk of opioid addiction. According to the Wisconsin Department of Justice, this fall's takeback total was slightly lower than last spring's and about 5,000 pounds lower than last fall's. Officials are waiting for national numbers to see where Wisconsin ranked. A wanted Minnesota fugitive was arrested in northwest Wisconsin over the weekend. According to the Polk County Sheriff's Office, an arrest warrant had been issued for 32-year-old Jack Guy of Hennepin County, accusing him of second-degree murder. On Saturday afternoon, the Polk County Sheriff's Office Emergency Response Team and the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office conducted an arrest operation at an apartment in Balsam Lake. Guy was taken into custody without incident and was taken to the Polk County Jail to await extradition. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. visited Rice Lake over the weekend to make a final call for supporters to get to the polls. Kennedy spoke at the University of Wisconsin's Barron County campus, telling his supporters to cast their votes for former President Donald Trump. Kennedy had initially entered the race as an independent candidate, but dropped out and endorsed former President Trump earlier this year. He also sued to have his name removed from the Wisconsin ballot, but was unsuccessful as he did not withdraw before the deadline to have his name removed. Gwen Walls, wife of vice presidential nominee and Minnesota Governor Tim Walls, visited western Wisconsin over the weekend to energize campaign volunteers in the final stretch. Walls visited Eau Claire, Hudson, and Wausau over the weekend, telling door knockers and phone bankers to keep up their great work with the finish line in sight. She also criticized her husband's Republican opponents, claiming former President Donald Trump is fighting for himself, not the people. Gwen Walls has made a number of visits throughout Wisconsin during the campaign. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers lose to Detroit. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers had an early field goal, then trailed the rest of the night, losing 24-14 to the Lions at Lambeau Field. Dropped passes and penalties killed the Packers. Running back Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, man, a lot of self-inflicted wounds, a lot of momentum killers. You know, we've been getting away with a lot of it because we've been kind of masking it with the wins. But when you play a good team, man, you know, all the little things catch up to you.
The Packers now head into their bye week at 6-3 in third place behind Detroit and Minnesota. in the NFC North Division. NBA, Bucks and the Cavaliers in Cleveland tonight. Bucks forward Bobby Portis says his home was broken into during Saturday night's game in Milwaukee and says several personal items were stolen. Baseball, the Brewers with two players winning Gold Glove Awards for the first time since 1979. Second baseman Bryce Terang and outfielder Sal Frelick.
It's definitely cool, a little surreal still, and I think even cooler to do it, you know, with Bryce.
That's Sal Frelick with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Rapper Young Thug was sentenced to 40 years in prison for gun and drug charges. Despite this news, the incredibly successful rapper, whose real name is Jeffrey Williams, will be released from prison and given credit for time served. The judge set all kinds of contingencies and strict parameters in regard to the sentence. With a name like Young Thug, he is asking to be a suspect in any crime. Maybe legally change your name to something a little less crime-friendly. Young Weeblo Scout, or Young Member of Up With People. I'm spitballing here. This year's World Series went yard in the ratings, which is not a huge surprise considering the teams represented the two biggest markets in America. Yahoo Entertainment reports that more people watched the Los Angeles Dodgers defeat the New York Yankees in five games than any previous World Series dating back to 2017. This was the first year they put pitchers on a clock to speed up the game, but despite that, the season did not end any sooner. There have been many lifelong Republicans who are jumping ship and endorsing Kamala Harris for president. Arnold Schwarzenegger is continuing the trend in Hollywood. On the platform formerly known as Twitter, the former California governor said he is an American before he is a Republican and therefore will vote Harris. This is not a huge shock, as Arnold has always surprised people politically and as an actor. What I find most surprising is that Schwarzenegger's Austrian accent hasn't gotten any less thick in 50 years. Game of Thrones might be coming to the big screen. Series creators say it was always their intention to end the iconic TV show with three feature films instead of the finale HBO went with. The Hollywood Reporter says Warner Brothers has a project in the works, but it is in the very early stages and no one is attached at the moment. GOT fans might want to check out House of the Dragon, which HBO rolled out in 2022, and an upcoming prequel series, A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, which should drop in 2025. From the little screen to the big screen, John Krasinski is keeping the role of Jack Ryan. Krasinski played Ryan for four seasons on the Amazon Prime series Jack Ryan. The Hollywood Reporter says he will now move to the big screen, where he will be the fifth actor to play the character over the last 35 years. Previous Ryans include Alec Baldwin, Harrison Ford, Ben Affleck, and Chris Pine. There is no word yet on which Tom Clancy novel the next film will be based on. Joining Krasinski in the cast will be Wendell Pierce as James Greer and Mike Kelly as Mike November, both men also reprising their roles from the Prime series. Wicked opens November 15th in theaters, and the early buzz from critics, they're raving about it. One critic for Variety called it a masterpiece. Pop star Ariana Grande plays the lead role of Glinda. If you hear a murmuring across the country, it's Oscar buzz. This is part one of the film. Part two will hit theaters in 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cloudy and drizzly with some off and on patchy fog here throughout the day. Today, our high in the low to mid 60s this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with showers in the mid to upper 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely and highs in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.